Exam Skills Trainer 2, Exercise 4. Speaker 1.
It had never really occurred to me that I might be any good at creative writing, though my best friend's really into it. When she said she'd signed up for a course, I ignored her pleas to keep her company and wished her luck. In the end, she went down with something, so I had to go instead. That way she didn't lose her money. I was planning on just going through the motions, really, but when I got there, I found that I liked it. My first piece of writing left a lot to be desired, but by the end of the course, I was producing some pretty decent stuff. You could have knocked me down with a feather.
Speaker 2.
I'd had this story going around in my head for years, and it had always been a dream of mine to put it down on paper. The problem was that I'd never written anything before, so I didn't really know how to start. Anyway, a friend told me about this creative writing course, and it seemed quite reasonable, so I thought I'd give it a go. I had a horrible feeling I'd be out of my depth, but I needn't have worried, as everyone else was a beginner like me. They were a really nice bunch, actually. But more to the point, I've written the first chapter of my story, which is a great achievement as far as I'm concerned.
Speaker 3.
Writing is something I've always enjoyed, though I must confess that I didn't used to show my stories to anyone in the past. It's not that I was ashamed of my writing or anything, but I've always had problems making my characters seem believable. It was this aspect of my writing that I wanted to improve on by doing the course. It was a great experience. I met talented classmates who I hope to keep in touch with and got loads of new ideas on all of the different areas of writing, including some excellent tips on fleshing out characters. I haven't had time to write anything since it finished, but I can't wait to try it all out.
Speaker 4.
Much as I love my friends, none of them are writers like me, nor are they interested in anything remotely connected to writing, which can be a bit isolating. That's why I like to do the odd course every now and then, so that I can mix with others who share my passion. Not that writing is the only thing I talk about, but it does feature quite prominently in my life. It's also good to get answers to some of the questions I've got, not only about writing, but about wider issues surrounding my work. Take the last course I did, for example. I really appreciated the session we had on self-publishing, as it's something I'm thinking about doing in the future.
Speaker 5.
Last summer, I was in a bit of a rut, as I couldn't afford to go on holiday, and no one else was around. My mother suggested I did a writing course, something I'd never thought about before, but I quite liked the idea as I thought it might stretch me. I wasn't wrong there. From day one, the teacher tried to get as much out of us as possible. To start with, I resented the pressure. It was summer, after all. But then I realised how much I was learning. My writing came on in leaps and bounds, and I started a novel that one day I'd like to publish. It might make me famous. You never know your luck.